In a Salem, New Jersey courtroom on Friday, a judge declared a mistrial in the case of Kenneth Powell. The jury had deadlocked on two charges, vehicular homicide and death by automobile, although they agreed that Powell was not guilty of manslaughter, the most serious charge. If it were up to commentator Sherry Kolb, there would not be another trial for Kenneth Powell. She says he is a victim of creative prosecution.
In July of 2000, Kenneth Powell was awakened by a call from the police. They asked him to come to the station and pick up his friend, who'd just been arrested for drunk driving. When Powell came to retrieve his intoxicated friend, a trooper gave him directions for getting from the police station to the arrest site where the drunk driver's car was parked. Police returned the drunk's car keys, and Powell dropped off his friend. The drunk man then got behind the wheel of his sports utility vehicle and ultimately drove head-on into another car. He killed himself and one of the other vehicle's occupants. Kenneth Powell, who'd only picked up and dropped off his drunk friend, was charged with manslaughter and vehicular homicide. When I told people about this case, I repeatedly received the same reaction. Powell exercised poor judgment, but was it really fair to charge him with a crime, let alone homicide? In cases like Kenneth Powell's, prosecutors find creative charges to bring against people who've done something wrong but have not obviously violated any criminal law. If the drunk driver had survived, he would have been the logical person to charge with vehicular homicide. With the real culprit dead, however, the only way to hold someone criminally responsible was to prosecute Powell. In another example of creative prosecution, in 1989, a South Carolina hospital began notifying police when maternity patients tested positive for cocaine. Some of the women were arrested for delivering drugs to a minor, the fetus. As in Powell's case, something bad had happened. A fetus was exposed to a dangerous substance, and someone was going to pay. Is it irresponsible for a pregnant woman to use cocaine? Yes. Although it's even worse to drink large quantities of alcohol, and no one would call that serving drinks to a minor. Prosecutors bypass the democratic process with these kinds of creative prosecutions. The better way to address new problems is with new legislation. It is telling, for instance, that 2 years after the tragic events of July 2000, New Jersey passed a law requiring police to impound drunk drivers' vehicles after an arrest. No law has similarly expanded the responsibilities of a drunk driver's friends. It can be satisfying to charge a man with homicide when someone who might have lived is so cruelly taken from his family and friends, and criminal prosecution might give those who grieve some semblance of closure. We must be careful, however, that in our zeal to do justice for one innocent victim, we do not create another.
Sherry Kolb is a professor at Rutgers Law School in Newark, New Jersey.